So Jesus wants us to remember what he did for us, because sometimes it is easy to forget, which is why our church family does communion one time a month, whereas other churches do it once a week. But we choose to do it once a month for the purpose of remembering. That's how we remember. So John 3:16 says, "For God," this is what we're remembering, "so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish or would not die, but have eternal life." And so this invitation, because how do you actually get to participate in communion? It says, now that we remember what Jesus did, he gave up his life for us, we receive the invitation to the meal. This meal, this supper, is open to anyone who has chosen to follow Jesus Christ, who has said they were sorry for their sins, doing what they want to do. We talked about that last week, doing what they want to do instead of what God wants them to do, and actively wants to follow Jesus. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to ask Jesus to, all you have to do is ask Jesus to forgive your sin and to serve him. Even now, if you've not chosen to follow Jesus, you can decide to do it at this very moment, bowing your heart in surrender to him and telling the Lord that you want to follow him and desire to serve him. And so we make this offer every week because we believe that sometimes people need to be invited to make that decision to serve Jesus. And so this prayer, because we realize that it's not necessarily our words, but it's what is in our heart. So this prayer is a guide. It says, "Dear Lord, I want to know you personally. I know that I have done wrong and I am sorry. I'm willing with your help," because it's not about on our own, "I'm willing with your help to turn away from my sins and to turn to you. I believe, Jesus, that you died and rose again for me. Please come into my life. I receive you as my Savior and Lord and surrender my life to your care." And that's the start of the journey that we have in Christ. And so, if I was to say who is invited to take part in communion, what would the answer be? Anyone who believes, right? Anyone who believes and chooses to serve Jesus. So that's open to anyone. Doesn't say you have to be perfect. Doesn't say that you have to have it all together. It really is what is in your heart, and do you want to follow Jesus, accepting what he did for your life so that you could have eternity with God. So now that we know who can come, well, what is this whole process of communion? So the next step is the invitation to confession. And I love this invitation to confession because it means that's my chance to get my heart ready with Jesus, to say, "God, is there anything in my heart that is not pleasing to you?" And as I was preparing for the service, once again, the Lord just loves to take his finger and say, "This attitude isn't right." Or, "When you said that, that was unkind. Can we talk about what the motivation is behind that and what's motivating you to be unkind towards people?" And so it's this wonderful time because God is a God who convicts with sincere joy and kindness. And so we know that if God is pointing out something in our life, it's because he loves us so much. He wants the very best for us. So as we prepare to share communion together, we take time to examine ourselves. That means we look inside our heart to see if there's anything in there that doesn't make Jesus happy. We do this because communion is serious. And if Jesus died for our sins, then we need to try really hard not to sin, doing what we want to do instead of what he wants us to do. These things do make him sad. So even King David, who loved God with all of his heart, prayed this prayer. It says, "God, examine me and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any bad thing in me and lead me in the road everlasting." So even King David, he killed Goliath and he had so many wonderful things that he did for God, even said, "Would you look in my heart and see if there's anything there that I need to confess?" So the question we ask ourselves is, am I doing things that God wants me to do? Or is there something I need to ask forgiveness for? So we're going to get really quiet and we're going to just say, "Dear Jesus, would you show me anything in my heart that I need to get rid of?" And then I'm going to pray. So we're going to be quiet for about 10 seconds. So everybody quiet. Dear Jesus, we confess we don't always do what you want us to do. We do not always love others the way you want us to. We do not always take care of the earth as you want us to. There are times when we are selfish and mean and throw tantrums when we don't get our way. Please forgive us. Thank you for forgiving us and helping us to live the life you want us to live. Dear Jesus, please forgive me for being mean, being unkind, doing what I want to do, being selfish, for hurting others, and for hurting you. Jesus, thank you that you hear our prayers and you forgive us. Help us to forgive other people when they hurt us. Amen. So now this next question says, what should I forgive others for? So around your table, I actually want the kid, and make sure the kids get a chance to answer this question. If you don't have any kids, that's all right, sitting around you. But I want you to answer the question of what should you forgive other people for? All right, so you're going to just talk about it around your table. What are some things that you could forgive other people for? Okay. So hopefully everybody has said something. We're gonna pray this prayer together. And when we get to the blank, you can either say it out loud, or you can whisper it, or you can think it in your head. But we're actually going to declare what we're forgiving other people for. And if it's really complicated, because sometimes it gets really complicated, you can just say, I forgive so-and-so for hurting me, which is what we're saying. Okay? Here we go. One, two, three. Dear Jesus, I choose to forgive for hurting me. Even though it hurts, with your help, I can forgive them. Amen. And it's so important to remember to forgive other people and to trust that Jesus will help us to forgive. Because sometimes, especially when they've been so mean to us, and they're mean again and again and again, we still have to forgive others. So we need Jesus' help. So after we have been invited and we say thank you, then it's actually time to give thanks. And we can say thank you, Jesus, for how much that you love us, that you forgive us, that you take care of us. Every single need, because we are his children. And there's nothing that he can't provide for. So it's important that we say thank you. So around your table, I want everybody, as much as possible, to say one thing that they're thankful for. Okay? So hopefully everybody has had a chance to say one thing that they're thankful for. And I try to do this every day. At the end of every day, I make a list of things that I'm thankful for. And I just find it's good because it helps me to remember how many good things God provided. So good, in fact, that on Friday, number 5 on my list was the warm grain bowl at Panera Bread, because it was just so good. So anyhow, I know I'm prepping you for lunch. But there's so many things that we are to be thankful for. So let's pray and give thanks to God. Dear God, thank you so much for looking after us and taking care of all of our needs. Amen. Amen. So now we're going to get to the getting closer to that communion part. Because what was that story? When did communion, what was the very first communion? When did it happen? Excellent. The last dinner before they were crucified. In communion, we do 5 things. The first one is this. We look back to Calvary to remember what Jesus did. The secondly, we look in at ourselves and confess the things that we've done wrong. Then we look up to his risen presence and thank him for taking care of us. Then we look around us in love and fellowship with the other guests, other family members at God's table, and we look forward to being with Jesus forever. And so that's the power of communion. It's not just about remembering what Jesus did, but it's what he's continuing to do and what he will do at the end of time when we get to be with him forever. And that's just part of what we do when we remember. So the first step in taking communion is, first, I want you to decide on someone who's going to start the passing. All right? So decide at your table who's going to start the passing. All right. So, all right, person who is passing, you're going to pass it around the table. You're going to pass the bread, and you're going, everybody will take a piece, those who are taking it. If you choose not to take it, that is okay. If that's not where you're at right now, you can pass it, and that will be fine. I sent out a note to the parents to say, if you don't feel like your kids are in a place to do this, that is okay. Because we have to look at our hearts and make sure we're at peace with God. So, everybody, those who are taking communion, this is gluten-free bread. So, this is what it says. This is a symbol that represents the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given to you. Take and eat it to remember that Jesus died for you, giving thanks that his sacrifice has freed you from sin and has provided you with eternal life. So let's eat it together. Thank you, Jesus, for your body that was broken for us. Thank you that we get to live with you forever. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to help us be the people that you want us to be. You're so good. In your name, amen. All right, pastor, so if you want to pass the juice around. So we hold the cup in our hand, and this represents the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for us. We drink this to remember that Christ's blood was shed for us so that we can be forgiven and every sin is gone. We say, thank you, Jesus. Let's take this together. And so, dear Jesus, as we take the juice, we are reminded that your blood has washed away our sin, every sin, even the secret sins that nobody else knows about. And then, through the power of your Holy Spirit, you come and you fill us up. And you help us. You help us again and again and again. No matter how many times we fall, no matter how many times we do bad things, when our heart wants to do what you want us to do, you will always help us. We say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your communion supper that reminds us of how good and awesome you are. And how much you love us. We say thank you for this meal. Help us to remember your love and sacrifice every day. As you so freely gave us your love, help us to love others and help us to bring your peace and hope to each person we meet. Amen.